Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday, people. We're one step closer to the Saturday night matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and your beloved Green Bay Packers in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. The Packers are getting healthier. The 49ers look like they will most likely be at full strength as well, considering where we are in the season. And it is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. And I'm starting to see a lot of national media starting to opine about, oh, what a bad matchup it is for the Packers. And, oh, the 49ers are hot, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to run the ball. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. I understand 49ers are a good football team. But guess what? So are the Green Bay Packers in every area save one. And that's special teams. Rick Goslin's special teams rankings, annual rankings out last night. And to the surprise of absolutely nobody, the Packers come in, that's right, 32nd, dead last. Once again, the Green Bay Packers showing their ineptitude when it comes to special teams. Now, does it mean a whole heck of a lot in the grand scheme of things? Not really. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a championship last year with an atrocious special teams unit. Can it cost you a game? No question about it. Can it turn a game? Absolutely. So all I'm asking, my plea, my only plea for Saturday night is competence on special teams. I don't need big time. I don't need Desmond Howard returns. I don't need dramatic game-winning kicks. I just want competence. I don't want any big rupture returns that swing momentum. I don't want fumbles on punt return. I just want competence. That's it. That's not a big ask. I don't think that's a lot to ask for. Now, obviously, I know the Packers have protected Moore, the returner, who has returned for one game for the Packers and looked very good doing so. So the hope, obviously, is that he will be elevated again from the practice squad for this game on Saturday night. Hopefully that should help in the return game. Mason Crosby, I know, is coming off a game in Detroit where he missed a kick, and hopefully that's out of his system. And the operation is good and solid and true. Just competence. That's all I want. It's all I ask for. Truly. Truly all I'm looking for. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. We got the super chats piling up already. Oh, my goodness. Get to them, Nagler. Get to them. Matt, what's up, man? Sean, thanks for the super chat. Your relationship with 12 is fascinating. He seems to both dislike you and appreciate your questions. You know, I know earlier this year we had a little kind of fun with the idea that Rodgers hates me. I don't think he hates me. I think we're fine. We have a professional relationship. That's fine. You know, it's weird because I'm a Packers fan and like I wear that and I'm in the availabilities as a fan. So that's, I have zero doubt that that's a little weird. But it's been ongoing, man. I do think he appreciates the questions and we have messaged back and forth on Twitter. And I think, you know, he understands where I'm coming from. He gets what I'm doing. I don't sign off on everything he does and I trumpet his accomplishments. And, you know, I think I see his, you know, time with the Packers probably maybe in a different way than a lot of people do, but you know, I think we're cool. We're good. As far as I know. But it's funny that you noticed that. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Kiki cut is kind of odd, and we'll never know why. Oh, I think it'll come out eventually. It always does. But suffice to say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's a lot of smoke here. So, but yeah, Kiki hadn't played in a while. Hadn't played in like a month, over a month probably. You know, he'd been listed with an illness. I knew he had to deal with COVID. So, but I don't think, you know, there's any mystery here. The timing of this is very interesting. And there's clearly something else, whether it's attitude, whether it's, some kind of infraction behind closed doors. Something else is going on rather than strictly a football decision. I mean, that's pretty obvious, just given the timing of it. But that said, they're going to have to make some moves anyway. When you're bringing back the cavalry, you know, you're bringing back all these guys that were all excited to get back onto the 53-man roster, there were going to have to be some moves made. Now, did I expect Kingsley Keke to be cut? No. But, you know, clearly, like I said, something else is going on behind the scenes there, whether it's attitude, I don't know, but moves were going to have to be made, and one has been made, and that is Kingsley Keke out the door. What else we got? Tyler, thanks for the super chat. Blaze orange is an official Packers color, right? Need to stay warm in the bleachers, and my winter jacket is a burnt red color. Go Pack, go. Tyler, wear whatever you need to wear, man. Just stay warm and have a great time. That is it. That is the MO. You got to do what you got to do. Just stay warm. Don't be out there suffering for fashion. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Jimmy G banged up still. Come on. We should have this in the bag. Got to take advantage of the wounded gazelle. That's an interesting comparison. Yeah, Jimmy G is banged up, but he's now back at practice in full capacity. No doubt they're going to want to run the ball, take the ball out of it, Jimmy G's hands as much as possible. But there's going to be a moment, third and long, where he's going to have to rise and fire. And when that happens, the Packers have to take advantage. No question about it. John, thank you for the super chat. All in for David Moore, punt return TD, and a Razul pick six. I'm down with that. Man, a punt return TD, I would absolutely melt on the spot. And you can watch it happen right here on Cheesehead TV in our live watch party Saturday night. Be there. But yes, please, 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 please let that happen. Hova, thanks for the super chat. Got COVID this week. Guess I'll be watching Cheesehead TV videos on repeat until Saturday. Thanks for the entertainment, Nags. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry you got COVID. Please take care of yourself. I'm still dealing with this fucking cough that I just cannot get rid of. Please, please take care of yourself. And hey, we'll make the videos. You keep watching them. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Kenny Clark strip sack and score this Saturday. Love these predictions, folks. I mean, you go back and you watch that week three game. Kenny Clark absolutely dominated in that game, man. They could not block him, especially anybody one-on-one. They tried to take care of him in other ways, obviously, but man, he was an absolute terror in that game, hoping for more of the same on Saturday night. No doubt about it. Brian, thank you for the super chat. Nags, have you seen the Endgame mashup? Epic. Yeah, that was Erin from Game On Wisconsin. She does dope stuff for them. She does tons of great stuff for social. She's a co-host of a podcast. She does their social. She's great, man. You should follow her on Twitter. Phenomenal stuff. The Endgame mashup was brilliant. Razul Douglas? So good. Just you on watch party or guests like Maggie or Perry? Just me. I believe Perry's going to the game, I think. She might be flying out there to meet Maggie and go to the game. Corey's going to the game. It's going to be me and Pac-Man, me and Lil Tun, watching the game on watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. It seems like we haven't had a special teams TD since Micah Hyde left. You ain't lying. Here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that Micah Hyde is tied with Desmond Howard for the most punt return touchdowns in the history of the franchise? True story. And they let that man walk. So depressing. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Kyle Cousineau equals playoff ticket salesman. Brian, I'm glad you brought up Kyle because I meant to. On the way to the studio last night, I had emailed myself one of Kyle's tweets about how he is spearheading this movement to make sure that Packers fans do not sell their tickets to opposing fans, to 49ers fans for this game on Saturday night. And I forgot we were like doing with technical stuff, and I forgot to put it in the show on Packer Transplants, which like I wanted to in Packer Blogosphere. So I'm going to use this time right here, right now, this very moment to say live on the air, Kyle Cousineau is the hero we need. This man has been dedicated all week on his Twitter feed to making sure that tickets, unused tickets, unwanted tickets, unloved tickets, end up in the hands of Packers fans for Saturday night. Not 49ers fans, not corporate nonsense, not some bullshit. Packers fans in Lambeau Field for a playoff game. Kyle, you are doing the Lord's work, and we salute you. Thank you, brother. So, so good. So good. What else we got here? What else we got? Landon, thanks for the super chat. Do you see Amos playing more in the box this weekend? More one high. Maybe force the 49ers to pass the ball? I mean, that's a very conventional way of going about it, and I do think you'll see some of that. I tend to think you'll see more up front, probably some 5-2. It's something that they like to utilize in this scheme. The danger there, of course, is that Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing when it comes to scheme. And you drop that guy down in the box, it's no instant recipe for success. It's a numbers game, and he knows how to draw the numbers up, and he knows how to take advantage of your keys and your backers and to get him taking false steps. And now, if you've got that guy dropping down, whatever side he's on, they flip the play at the line of scrimmage, and they have it going the other way, and they're able to take advantage of you. We saw that 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game. And that's not to say, again, that you're not going to see that. I do think Joe will mix it up, no question about it, in his calls. But it certainly won't be a base set. Let's put it that way. Chris, thanks for the super chat. A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones combined 5 touchdowns Saturday. With the long being a 46-yarder from A.J. Dillon. Believe me, I have the 2022 Sports Almanac Pack W. Chris, checking in from Back to the Future 2. I love it. I'm down with 5 touchdowns. Let's go. I'm happy to be a part of this plan. Let's give a shout-out to our good friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, people. Do it. Download it. If it's available in your state, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code CHEESEHEAD. That's promo code CHEESEHEAD. Look, same game parlays, player props, anything and everything when it comes to sports betting. That's what you want in your life. I get it. If it's not available in your area, you should be sure to check out the DraftKings Fantasy app. But the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it is a ton of fun. Let's do it. I'm going to put some stuff on the line on Saturday night. You guys should join me. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get on it. Use code CHEESEHEAD. That's promo code CHEESEHEAD. Can't stress that enough. Use the promo code CHEESEHEAD and get on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's going to be a lot of fun. Man, it's coming down. I just looked outside. We got some wintry mix up in here in New York City. What's going on? Zachary, thank you for the super chat. Brady is older than all the NFC coaches left. Laud. Yeah, I saw that. That's a fun little stat. Doesn't mean a whole lot, but other than Brady's played a long time, and he's still playing at a very high level, but it is kind of funny. He's literally older than every head coach left in the NFC field. Man's going to be playing until he's 100. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Kenny Clark is the most important part of the defense. Was on a pitch count versus Cleveland's heavy run game. That is very true. And you saw what a difference it made when he was back on a full count the following week against Minnesota. He certainly is the straw that stirs the drink on defense. There's no question about that. It's very exciting to get Z back and Jair back out there, etc. But Kenny Clark is the key. I very much agree. That's a good call, Mike. Michael, thank you for the super chat. The 49ers don't seem to get it. The Packers aren't locked in with them. They're locked in with Green Bay. I like it, Michael. I like where your head's at. Brandon, thank you for the super chat. Tried to ask this before, but I don't think it went through or missed. Sorry if it's a repeat. Is Tom's nickname Spoon because he was always has the scoop? I don't think. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I don't think that's it. It's been Spoon forever. I think he did tell the story once a long time ago. But, man, I don't know. I've just always known him as Spoon. I think Rob told me the story. But I don't think that was it. I'll have to resurface that story for you, Brandon. But yeah, he's been Spoon forever. Accidental Hero, thanks to the super chat. Devontae had 18 targets versus San Francisco the first time. Nags, where do you set the Devontae targets over under for Saturday? Dog Dish Fund. Let's put it at 15. 15 targets. 15 is the over under. Run, Dylan, run. I very much agree with that sentiment. Jano, thanks for the super chat. I feel like the Packers run game is disrespected. Go Dylan and Jones. Very much agree. It would help if they, committed to it. But yes, I very much agree. Everyone's talking about the 49ers run game for good reason. It is very dynamic. But I think the Packers are up for that Pepsi challenge as well. I think the combination of Dylan and Jones, they got something for the 49ers. I very much agree. Iram, thanks for the super chat. Let's just outscore them, game blouses. That's what I'm talking. I mean, if you really want to break it down to its essence, I think you're onto something there. I like it. I like it. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Leroy Butler in the Hall 2022. This is the way. This is the way. Man, if we get Leroy in the Hall and win the Super Bowl in the same year, I can just retire. I can just go out. I can just be like, peace. Can the front seven stop the Niners run game, or do they got to rotate, bring up Savage Ramos into the box? I talked about it a little bit before. I think it's going to be a combination of everything. It's a bit of a roulette wheel as far as spinning what your set is, what your personnel is. Obviously, Kyle will try to dictate some of that with his personnel usage, but you know, whatever they end up playing, and I sound like a broken record this week, and I understand it, but it's the ultimate truth. They have got to tackle on Saturday night. This is a game where they cannot allow cheap yards. They cannot allow drives to extend because they've tried to throw a shoulder into a guy. You've got to wrap up. You've got to get guys on the ground. Do not give them cheap yards after contact. Can't do it. Now, they're going to get some. I understand that. It's a physical game. These guys are really talented. I understand that 100%. But this is a game where we cannot have the effort we saw against Cleveland on Christmas Day. You've got to come correct and get these guys on the ground. I mean, whether it's the run game or the passing game, they do a lot of their damage in the passing game after the catch. The Packers, for the most part this year, have done a really good job of making sure that if a guy does complete a pass, he stays where he is and is not allowed to roam free in the secondary more often than not. So to me, that's a monster key for this game on Saturday. Like the video. Thanks, Nathan. Landon, thank you for the super chat. I say feed 17 as many targets as possible. Nobody can guard him, especially one-on-one. I dare them to double him. I'm with you, man. I think you're going to see some of that. And that's why I'm always like, yes, I want them to run the ball. I want Dylan and Jones, but I got, you know, all year the offense has run through 17. That is just the way it is. Rodgers, the ball in his hand, distributing it, getting it to Devontae. I don't see much changing on Saturday night. Now, if the wind kicks up, that's the one thing that might change how they approach it, how they go about things on offense. But right now, from what I see on, you know, preliminary weather reports, it doesn't look, there is some wind, but it's not enough. It's not like the Vikings game last year where it really kind of threw them off in their game planning and their passing game. But that's the one thing that could derail it. Other than that, feed Devontae. You know, it's been the way all year. I don't suspect much will change on Saturday night in that regard. I'd love Devontae to get 200 yards. Oh, that would be great. You guys are crazy out here with these predictions today. We got 5 touchdowns between the running backs, 200 yards for Devontae. Packers scoring 75 points. I'm in. Let's do it. Rasul Douglas? Oh, man. If Rasul gets a pick six, come on. Come on. Totally agree, Nags. Media pendulum has swung too far in the 49ers' favor, almost discounting the Pack. Time to get physical and kick their ass. I mean, it's natural, Bob. You know, that they've been playing, right? The Packers are out of sight, out of mind. They kind of played Week 18, but not really. Only played, like, their starters a half, essentially. 49ers have been winning and playing physical football. Obviously, big dramatic win down in Dallas last week. So they're on top of mind, right? And so people are, oh, yeah. The 49ers are on a roll, like blah, blah, blah. All it's going to take is the Packers coming out, you know, start of that game, score a touchdown. Everyone's going to be like, oh, right. The Packers are pretty good. It's all good, man. It's all good. It doesn't mean much. Jano, thanks to the super chat. Any word on the street from San Francisco reporters on how they plan to shut down Devontae? No, because, you know, they're not going to know. There's not going to be much out there from the 49ers staff or coaching staff about what their plan is. I mean, the plan would most likely be to try to get Rodgers and company in third and long as many times as possible and let that pass rush tee off, which is why, of course, it is incredibly important to stay ahead of the sticks in this game. Without a doubt. Landon, thanks for the super chat. Should Matt LaFleur try putting 17 in the backfield, give them something they've never seen before? He's done that before in the last couple of years. I don't remember seeing it. Maybe there was one time this year, but he's done that where Devontae has started in the backfield, sometimes as a decoy. He has thrown it to him out of there once or twice. Anything's possible, man. Unscouted looks, right? We'll see what they come up with on Saturday night. Chris, thanks for the super chat. The snow out here is coming down like the Packers' foot on the 49ers' throat. Play every down like you're down by 10. Don't get complacent. Foreshadow. I like it, Chris. I like it. Yeah, there's snow coming down out here. Nagler, we're just living in La La Land until we get to Lombardi Land. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. If you missed Packer Transplants live last night, please do me a favor and go ahead and take a look. I had a lot of fun talking Packers with Corey, as I always do. In the meantime, please just hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.